conductor at the center by way of a sheet of copper tape with a piece of scotch tape on one side, and again pushing it with a small wooden stick. You can make a thoroughly variable capacitor in the center. You properly tune the length of the dipole and the variable capacitor in the center, you will eventually end up with a 1.0001 standing wave ratio, and I'm not kidding. It doesn't matter if that dipole is in free space or if it's buried in the middle of a YG. Over to you, Scott. KHFIW.
Yeah, copy that. I think the although mechanically a little different, I think the technique is similar to the so-called gimmick stick in the tuning of the Heliax coax-based scan literature that we forwarded to you.
Yeah, I think that sounds nice. As long as you've got a thin, long wooden stick with a piece of copper tape or aluminum tape on the end of it, and you hold it near the tip of the dipole, and you watch the reflected energy of the dipole in wave ratio, and whether when you move the gimmick device close to the tip, so if it is long, it's better or worse, you rapidly find out is the dipole too long or too short, and it tells you which direction to go. And by the same token, you use that stick to tune the variable capacitor at the center of the dipole, and you watch the VisWire get better and worse. You rapidly find out which way to go. And when you use those two connectors right, as they're in that article on the website, Whiskey Alpha 1, Mike Bravo Alpha, you go to the bottom of that website, you read that article by K2LIW, and you follow those instructions. Every single dipole you've ever seen can be made to be a perfect impedance match if you want to. And the process, once you're skilled, takes about 5 minutes to do it. DE3ZTZ, KHRIW.
K2RIW, DE3ZTZ returning. Yeah, I copy that. I know the piece of information that went by a month at least at last caught Jim's attention. Had to do with the method you used for tuning. What was it you were talking about? And you used the feedback frequency instead of the main frequency or something to get yourself out of a whole bunch of tuning nightmares. Jim, JIW might be asking for a recap of that some on a future net. That caught his attention.
Discussion may have been the subject of what goes on with the Hewlett-Packard 415 standing wave ratio meter. That meter is very carefully tuned to look for a 1 kilohertz note. Your signal generator has to be 1 kc modulated, amplitude modulated, to run a slot of line in the Hewlett-Packard 415. And when you study the circuitry inside of the Hewlett-Packard 415, it really is a 180-degree phase footer being set back together, and on one of the legs of the phase footer, there is a twin T match filter, RT network, that gives you a match at 1 kc. So that results is the whole system now becomes an extremely sharp filter that passes 1 kc and nothing else. So the whole system will respond to a 1 kc note. And they created the 1 kc passband by very carefully using a notch at 1 kc. Over to you, Scott, K2LIW.
That was, I think that's correct. That was the conversation that had caught his attention. But you guys had a way of teeing that up by using a byproduct of the frequency or something. I'm not sure I remember it correctly.
I think the main part of our conversation was, how did Hewlett-Packard do that? How did a simple RC network become such an extremely high Q bandpass filter, 1 kilohertz? Nowadays, by using an operational amplifier, a so-called active filter network, I can't remember the, there's a two-name word that used for it. There's two guys, can't think of it right now, but these two new name made a kind of a filter, an operational amplifier with the right kind of feedback of inductors and capacitors can synthesize an inductor and synthesize a very high quality band pass filter. But those operational amplifiers didn't exist way back in the 1960s when Hewlett-Packard was inventing that machine. So they did it with this twin speed notch filter phase shifter network. Okay, bye-bye guys, see you next week. Take a ride by video.
I'll be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and hopefully we'll see you all back here next week. Always a pleasure, gentlemen, and thanks very much. B3ZTZ Clerk.
Good night, guys. Good night, sir.
And all of you out there, good night to you, too. Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
You left town a long time ago.
For visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, code number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
W2LCC monitoring on Echo Link.
Thank you.